This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now, whatever part of the country or indeed the wider world you are listening to this in, you probably aren't going to be doing what you'd expected to be doing over the next few days. If you celebrate Christmas, it's going to be a strange celebration this year. And I'm joined by somebody who normally makes a huge deal of Christmas, I think it's fair to say. It's a food writer, Kate Young, and she's even written a book about it, The Little Library Christmas. It's full of ideas for festive dishes, reading recommendations, and even suggestions for Christmas films. Kate, in an ordinary year, when do you start planning and what are your Christmas rituals?
I spend quite a lot of my year thinking about Christmas.
Wow.
From sort of November through until January, I'm either making things that I'll give to people eventually. I am watching Christmas films. I put Mariah on this year in, I think, October. So generally quite an extended period of time. And all of that isn't necessarily spending time in a house for Christmas, but it's all sort of the beginning of that Christmas season.
No, I think we can just about hear in your accent that you were born in Australia.
When I think
of Australia, I you know, Christmas in Australia, I imagine sort of Bondi Beach and barbecues and, you know, too much watching Neighbours when I was growing up, I'm sure.
No, that's pretty correct.
Okay, got it. Yeah. So it's quite different from an English Christmas.
Certainly. I grew up in Queensland, which is tropical. There's lots of, because Australia's so big, there's plenty of climates, and some people have a slightly cooler Christmas. But where I'm from, it's really humid and really hot. And so we generally have seafood, cold meats, salads. We're outdoors a lot of the day. We're in the pool if it's too hot. We're in the air conditioning if we can possibly be.
Now, what would you say to people looking at this Christmas and really thinking, gosh, I'm going to be separated from my family? There are an awful lot of reasons for a lot of us just not to feel in the mood, frankly, for celebrating Christmas.
Yeah, I totally empathise with that. I think that Christmas can be a tricky time, even when it's not a global pandemic and we've been told to stay indoors, because I think that rituals around Christmas sort of serve to remind us of things that aren't there anymore, whether that's people or whether that's sort of a place you used to live that you have an emotional attachment to, whether that's an expectation that you were going to do X or Y or Z and can't do that this year. I think rituals serve to remind us of things that aren't there and therefore things that are tricky. And so I think that it's a really good year to do something different, to not try and make it as it would be in other years, but to eat your favourite food that has nothing to do with Christmas, watch, you know, a bunch of new films that you haven't seen before, rather than sort of trying to stick to the things that you would normally do.
Now, it has to be said, I think it's worth saying that for some people, actually not having to go to the in-laws or perhaps not having a load of extended family over for days of entertaining might actually suit quite well. And, you know, having a very small Christmas might be some people's idea of a really gentle and relaxing time away from the normal mayhem. So I don't want to make out like everyone's having a terrible time this Christmas.
No.
Because for some people, this actually might work out very well. One thing we will probably have more time for, many of us anyway, is watching movies and more time to read. In your book, you've actually got some recommendations. Can you share those with us?
Yeah, I think that there's the sort of wonderful joy of reading basically lots of books that take place over the course of a year is that even books that don't feel enormously Christmassy at the outset. So obviously there are enormously Christmassy books like A Christmas Carol, like The Dark is Rising, a whole range of books that are sort of centered around Christmas. But even ones that aren't, it often pops up. So there's Christmas in Middlemarch, there's Christmas in Bridget Jones's Diary, there's Christmas in Adrian Mole, all of these books that sort of take place over a long time. You get to the Christmas scenes and you have the sort of hopeless Christmases or great Christmases or terrible Christmases or whatever it is. And that I find a particular joy is just coming across a little moment of Christmas. Adrian Mole is definitely one of my favourites because all of his responses to things that are being cooked, all of his poor mum's, you know, anxieties about cooking and hatred of it is so there on the page. And I love Bridget Jones's Christmas scenes as well, and all of that sort of anticipation of not being invited anywhere and not being wanted anywhere, and then realizing that all of her invitations have fallen under her mat at her door, and she's sort of misreplying, and all her friends are furious at her because she hasn't responded to anybody's invitation.
And of course, seeing Colin Firth in a really ridiculous Christmas jumper, which is enough to lift anyone's spirits. Exactly. Now let's just talk about food.
Yes.
You're going to make for us Janssen's Temptation today. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the programme because I'd actually never heard of it. It's a Swedish or sort of like Nordic dish, isn't it?
And, yeah,
and
it is.
And suddenly, I mean, maybe this is the Nigella Lawson effect, but suddenly it seems
certainly
to be everywhere. So yeah. It's a dish that you make every Christmas Eve, is that right?
We have been. So when I moved to England in 2009, I was adopted by a family who I've spent most of the Christmases since with. Mm-hmm. And we make Janssen's Temptation on Christmas Eve and have it as part of a Christmas smorgasbord. So we have it with gravlax and meatballs and little boiled eggs with caviar on them and endive salads and all sorts of things that we sort of spread out and eat our way through over the course of hours. But the Janssen's Temptation is my favourite bit of it.
So talk us through that. It's got some weird kind of fish in it, right?
It does have fish in it. So it is essentially a potato bake. It's got waxy potatoes that are cut into sort of French fry thickness or a little bit thicker than that, layered up with onions or leeks, or, you know, onions is traditional, but I used leeks last year and they were delicious as well. And then the sort of key ingredient is the little sprat fillets that you can get either online or in IKEA. So lots of grocery delivery companies deliver them now as well. It's kind of key not to use anchovies because they're super salty compared to the sort of much sweeter sprats. But I love a tinned fish. I'm always looking for an excuse to eat something with tinned fish in it. And these ones are particularly delicious, sort of sweet and vinegary and a little bit salty too. And then you pour cream mixed with, we do in our family, my cousin Mia, her mother adds some caviar from a tube, the sort of blue tubes of caviar you get from IKEA as well. And that is fantastic. So you mix that in with the cream, put butter and breadcrumbs all over the top and then bake it.
Fantastic. So it's a real comfort food.
Super comforting. And it's something that I now make sort of throughout winter, not just on Christmas Eve.
Now, I wanted to mention something that comes up at the end of your book. There is a quote from Virginia Woolf's personal diary, and it lists her resolutions for the next few months. No, I'm not sure. Are any of us brave enough to make resolutions this year? How do you feel about that?
So a few years ago, I was with my friend Misha for Christmas Eve. And instead of doing resolutions, she made us do things we were going to do that year. And I think that the nature of resolutions is often that they are things that we are going to not do, things we're going to deny ourselves or we're going to try and stop. And there's value in that often as well. But I think that ever since I did that one year, I've wanted to do that every year since, to just make a bunch of decisions about great things that I want to do and things I'm going to enjoy in the next year. And honestly, that's what Virginia Woolf reads like as well, is I'm not going to deny myself, but I'm going to try and finish my book and I'm going to go out when I want and stay home when I want. And I'm going to try and buy some nice clothes and I'm going to, you know, spend time well and doing things that I love.
That sounds like great advice, taking the pressure off.
And so
exactly. Just tell me, I think, what are you going to do tomorrow? I think your restrictions are slightly less than many of us. So
yeah,
you can see some family.
Yeah, I'm in tier two at the moment. We'll be in tier three from Boxing Day. Mm-hmm. But our plan had been to sort of spend the 5 days of Christmas together as a small family of five. But we'll be having lunch tomorrow with all of the doors open, and that will be our Christmas plan. And tonight I will be eating Jansons.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy, and thank you very much indeed, Kate.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.